Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee. I don't know where the hell Envy is. Where is Envy?
He's in Vegas.
Vegas.
Still. Yeah, he's been in Vegas all week.
We have about five people nice. In one right now. But the person you're looking at is Jay Farrow.
Yes, what's going on?
What's up, my brother? Up?
Everything good, man.
You still cashing them SNL checks?
Yeah, you already know. So, you know, SNL, you know, about to go into the sixth season. So it feels good, man. I can't even... It's six seasons, dog. Last time I came up here, it was like, what, my third or my fourth or something?
Yeah, second. Yeah, third.
No, I think it's third.
Yeah, third.
2013, man. That's crazy, man. Time has flown by so fast, dog.
And you got the Showtime special this weekend.
Yes, man.
That's going to be a big deal.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
It's your first one, right?
Yeah, man. And it got everything in it, man. It ain't just some, oh, yeah, let's just do my next. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a good body of work. I'm really proud of it. So.
Does Showtime come to you or do you pitch it to them?
There were a few people on the table that wanted to, I think they kind of came because, there was a few people on the table who were interested in biting and then, we just ended up doing it with them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always wondered, since you on SNL, do you have to like tone it down in your stand up at all?
Not my stand up, yeah. But I definitely did. I definitely toned it down for the show. You know what I mean? Like I curse a lot.
Yeah.
I've been cursing since I was four. So on the show, you cannot curse. So it's just like, it's a little.
So if you say something about Caitlyn Jenner on your stand-up and say you offend the transgender community, wouldn't that reflect
said,
on NBC and
no.
SNL?
No, it's just like, nah, because stand-up is like your point of view. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even though I don't have any Caitlyn Jenner jokes, anything in this special because I take this, I was telling you about it, November. Remember okay. that week we saw each other, that next week I was like, I'm taping my special. So this is from like November the 4th.
Right.
Yeah, so it ain't no.
It has to be hard, though. You tape this November 4th, and now it is going to be August 1st that it comes out, and you're like,
listen,
I missed this.
Man, this is an Ebola joke, and then I was like, oh, God dang it. I'm looking like, damn, man, I know Twitter going to light up. Yo, he got, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, it ain't even... It's just, but it's a good joke, but it's just like, I know. I just feel like, God dang it.
If things
I
get
could,
dated.
Yes. If you could just take one little bit, but.
Well, why not edit it?
Because, man, it's already.
It's done.
It's already happening. But at the same time.
Emotion.
Listen, it was hot at the time, you know. So, f*** it.
What was the joke? You might as well tell us.
Huh? Nah,
you might as well tell us.
How are you going to tell this right now? Come on, man. Bootlegging for no, come on. God dang it, man.
How long does it take for you to get put together a special? I'm sure you had to go on tour, test everything out,
yeah.
And put together that much material. What is it? It's an hour?
Yes, yeah, an hour and 3 minutes.
How long does it take to put together, like, how many months, years, an hour's worth of nonstop material?
About three, I would think, for this because
3 years?
3 years. Because I mean,
you need ghostwriters.
Yeah.
You need to get some ghostwriters. You need to get you some ghostwriters.
Listen,
man,
the whole thing though, like I've already on this next one, I've already started working. I'm almost halfway finished with the material for the next one. But this, yeah, it takes three because you on the show, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So your time is consumed. It's like I can't hit the road all the time. I can hit the road in the summer and when I have hiatuses, so you know, you just try to do the best. But I do need ghostwriters. You're right about this.
I think I was talking to Kev one time. And Kev said every 2 years is good for stand-up. But then you look at people like Chris Rock. It seemed like he'd do one every 10,
yeah,
15.
He just drops it. He drops it at his leisure. It's like, I think it's like every 4 or 5 years with Chris Rock. But then, you know, he's really technical about his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Kev is just... Kev puts out, like, that. He's a machine. He's got his, you know what I mean? Like, my sister, you know what I'm saying? My sister will go with me on the road. If I say something, like, she'll be like, remember you said this and everything. And, you know, Kev got, like, a few of those people who understand his voice that does that, that do that for him.
Gotcha.
Like, you know.
So your sister is your ghostwriter?
She's not my ghostwriter.
Okay.
Not making things up.
She's not my ghostwriter. I ain't saying anything. I ain't even saying ghostwriter. I'm just saying, like, when you have somebody on the road that you... You know what I mean? That
can bounce off
ideas and mm-hmm. stuff. Like you come up with it, you know.
Does it make you respect other people less? Like I know a lot of comics have people that do write with them and mm-hmm. write jokes for them. Do mm-hmm. you think that takes away from the craft of it? Or is it just, look, whatever is the end result is?
It doesn't like, nah, I don't think it takes respect. Like you can't, you cannot go far without a strong team around you. Mm-hmm. You have to have that. That's something like strategic. Like, you all are a team. You feel me? You need that. And you need a strong support system because, I mean, the world is fucked up, man. People will say shit, and, you know what I mean, make you second guess yourself. So as long as you got, like, good, positive people around you who want to see you win, like, you'll be fine.
There's so many things that happen in real life that I'm like, this would be great in someone's stand-up that you can't, like, you don't even got to make things up. You don't got to watch fiction. There's so many things that happen in real life that would be, like, the other day, This might be inappropriate.
What, Hulk Hogan? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's just something else. Some
what?
It's about, what is it about?
Well, it's about, I do this podcast, and I had a guest, she's a transgender, and a lot of guys are in her DMs, like, you know, guys, like, look just like you, look like Charlamagne.
Sorry,
like,
Jay, just I told her not to bring this up, but she said you was in her DM.
I didn't.
Wasn't no. You.
It definitely wasn't me.
But it's some guys that you would never think, if you just look at him, you would be like, okay, maybe one of my friends would talk to him, you know? And this one guy sent a video of himself. I didn't believe her till she showed it to me. He was actually masturbating, and in his own face on this video, and then he couldn't see to press stop. So he's like blinded in his eyes, and he's trying to press stop record. And she had this video that he sent. I was like, wow, that's amazing that somebody would send you something like this and really think this would be like a way to try to, you know, hook up later. Have you ever sent anything crazy?
Damn, yeah.
I ain't never sent something with me masturbating.
I never jacked off
shooting
in
my own goddamn eye. That's you got yourself a face shot? That's up.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Have you ever sent something out and regretted it and been like, man, I shouldn't have sent that today?
You know what? I'm so smart. Like, I don't. I make sure, like, even if I'm sending a pic, if I send you a picture of my, if I send a pic, I'm not, my face is not in that.
So you do send them.
The hell you sending pics for, Jay?
Listen, man. Why am I, wait a second. Let's rewind, okay? Those are my younger days, okay? That was
how
the MySpace.
How do you take that picture? Because there's a proper way to do that, and we talk about this, too. How do you take a picture? Do you take
gotta make sure.
This angle going down or coming up?
Nah, you can't do coming up. Coming up, you're going to shoot your face. You can't do
that. No, I'm taking the picture. Oh, okay.
You got to shoot it from, you know what I mean, waist. You got to shoot waist down. You know what I'm saying? You send a top pitches with waist up. You know what I mean? That's how you do it.
And you prepare it, like, shave and everything. Lotion.
Too many people know you to be sending some goddamn pictures.
No. This is not no recent stuff. Like, this is like back in the day before everything. Yeah, well, I definitely... Yeah, I wasn't circumcised. I finally cut the skin off. No, this was like when
chubby
I was
days.
Chubby days. Oh, yeah. You was on that.
He's a little bigger.
I was a big ass kid.
What was your biggest?
250.
250. How much you usually about 140 now, right?
No.
140.
We're taking taking, you know, crack, hydroxycut. I'm like 188 now.
Okay.
Actually, since the last time y'all saw me, I've actually lost like 20 pounds. So.
Yeah, you look smaller and smaller.
When
do you stop?
When
are you going to stop? Are you done now?
It's all about the ab presentation. Mm-hmm. So when you see that goddamn chisel and shit, when I can go do a damn show and I can throw my shirt out in the audience and that's when the fuck
so
I
how
stop.
Are you taking penis pictures from up here? If your stomach was in the way.
No, because I had lost weight. This is what happened. When I was 17, I lost weight. Look, I was up there. Okay, so I took, okay, shit, I'm sitting down. Look, I'm not going
to
give you everything.
What was he about
to
do?
I took the penis pics from right here, down here, but...
From under your stomach,
yes, from under my stomach.
Okay.
It was under the fat, got under you. The stretch marks and shit. You know what I mean?
That's a good excuse, though, because if you're fat and somebody walk in on you, you'd be like, I just want to see what my dick look like.
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like. It.
So I'm just taking pictures of it so I can see what it
looks
like.
They say that your penis gets bigger, too, when you lose weight. Is that true?
What you answering yeah for? I thought y'all brother and sister. Stop it.
I've heard that.
Yeah. They said it gets bigger. Is that true?
Well, I guess I did notice an extension. And now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, but when you fat, man, you You ain't worried about your size because you know you ain't getting no ass for real. If you ain't got no confidence, you jerking off.
That's why you had to take them pictures. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to do. You got to send what you got to send. Actually, you on that damn catfish. Actually, that was back in the days of MySpace.
You catfished someone?
I did. I got catfished.
Oh, okay.
I got catfished when I was 20. It was crazy.
What happened?
Somebody use your picture?
Nah. I was talking. I thought I was talking to this John in California, and you know I knew something was wrong because she liked Arthur. That was her favorite show, and she would say and she would say things like, "Listen, I'm on my thing this month." I mean, what's your thing? What you mean your period? Why
right,
you just call it your
thing.
Period?
No girl says that.
Yeah, come to well, it wasn't a dude, but come to find out, this girl was like she was. You know, I had never met her, but found out she was younger than she said she was. And she sent me this long message. I lied about this. I lied about that. And the only thing I didn't lie about was my feelings for you and all this bullshit.
Wow.
I was just like, yo.
Well, she, how old was she?
12.
Yeah. She was 12. So like, I didn't know.
She got. Never had her thing.
You got God.
I didn't know.
It was not like you Tiger and was out dating.
Yeah, I didn't.
But
she,
you were 20. How old is she now?
She had, well, now she
You guys stay in touch?
I mean, no, I don't talk to her now. I don't talk to her, but the girl she impersonated.
Uh-huh. You talk to the girl.
We're actually friends now.
What?
This is some crazy. Yeah,
amazing.
It's crazy.
That's one of those, I'm going to get me. Okay. I'm gonna get me. Where the real girl at? I'm gonna find something.
Hey man, and turned out she had a boyfriend and all that shit, but I was like, all right, that's what's up. But they're real cool and shit, man. But that situation was just totally awkward and weird.
What made you lose weight?
I just I was depressed, man. I was depressed, y'all, man. You know? I was depressed for about what age was I? It was from
You talking to the mic?
From 6. Oh, I'm sorry. I was depressed from like 6 to pretty much 17. But like I said, at 12.
At 6, you recognized depression?
I mean, it was because I had came back. This is what happened, all right? So I was skinny. I came up to New York when I was 6 years old. I stayed with my aunts for like the whole summer. And you know, they're a little heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fat. And I came back home. And I was taking a shower. And the water used to run straight down my back. And then when I was taking a shower at that point, it was shooting off my back. And then I say, why the fuck is everything getting wet? And I look behind me, and I got this big ass Nicki Minaj booty.
You had a big butt? Oh, guys with big butts are the worst.
Yeah, just was awful. My mom was crying. I actually had an ass that made my mom cry.
An onion?
She literally cried when she seen my ass.
What does that look like now?
It's it's fitted. You know what I'm saying? Listen. I got a
you still kind of have a big butt.
Direct it towards ye, please.
But, you know, Charmaine got a big butt, too, though. So.
I do have a big butt.
Really?
He does.
I do. No, I do. I mean, it's
you're
a little.
I lost a little bit of it.
I lost it, too.
I worked out, but I do have a little.
Yeah.
You guys got to chill in them squats.
Listen, man. The squats, oh, my God. That's what they be saying, son. The squats are the things. It just make you expand. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was in church. And I went to church, and this is when I lost weight, right? Because the lady, she used to talk about me all the time. Her name was Sister, what's her name, Shannon? Sister Claude. Yep, Sister Claude. Okay, so Sister Claude looked at me one day when I came back to church. She was like, I remember one time you was fat. Like, the fuck? Like it's a sickness or some shit. Like, you can catch it. Like, I got the fat. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time you remember shit, but that's one thing you remembered so
fat.
Yeah, dementia. Out this bitch. I was, yo, man. So,
me and Charlamagne talk about this, though, because Rob Kardashian is so big. And I'm like, well, he's probably depressed. It's hard to lose weight when you're that big. It's not that easy. And he's like, just lose weight.
Just lose weight. That's
but it's not
did.
That easy.
I did. I looked in the mirror when I was 17, and I actually was just like, I hate this. I don't like this. Like, I'm going to lose weight. And then somehow, 4 months, I lost 75 pounds in 4 months.
Sheesh.
Yeah. I went, yeah.
But what you do? Start smoking crack? What'd you do?
Yeah.
Cardio and crack.
Cardio and crack was CC.
Don't tell people to smoke crack to lose weight.
You got to do what you got to do.
Listen, man, take some hydroxycut, a.k.a. crack. That's all you got to do.
So you did take hydroxycut, though?
No, not to lose weight. No. It was all like, I ate nothing but like a little plate of barbecue, and I had a, and somehow it just, yeah. My homeboy looked at me, he was like, the happened to you?
Especially you was in Virginia too. They probably thought you had AIDS. They probably thought you was on drugs.
Because it's Virginia.
No, yeah, I'm from the country down south. When you see somebody losing weight, first thing you say is, you sick?
You got the germ.
What's wrong with you?
You got the germ? Nah, man, ain't got no germ, man. It's just, but they do. They didn't know who the fuck I was. And,
So you knew your depression stemmed from the weight. You knew that.
Definitely. I knew it was. Like, that was the biggest thing, man. That's the thing that held back the confidence and everything. It was the fact that, you know, everybody talked about me. Like, even in my family. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't get away from it. Like, my uncles, even my parents, man. And they don't mean to say stuff.
It's
but
just family does.
It's just family. Right. And, you know, when you feel like you can't get away from it, you know, you can either lose it or you could lose your life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some people.
Go ahead.
I was about to say some people aren't as fortunate as I am, you know, with the mindset, and they don't have that, you know, that strive. They just give up, and if you give up, like that's it. That's your life, man.
Does anything cause you depression now? Because I would think that, I mean, because you have a lot of pressure with SNL. I mean, it's pressure. I mean, every week people are critiquing the show. They're writing reviews. You know, it can
and
be
so
hard
you're
for
submitting
the new guy.
Ideas for sketches that aren't getting picked up all the time because all the writers are submitting.
You know, Jay-Z said, I just read a magazine that effed up my day. You ever read a review and was like, man?
You read negative reviews like all the time. I mean, as long as it's not the majority, then just don't pay attention to it. I mean, if it's the majority, then switch some shit up. But if not, man, you know, and, you know, people have their different points of views. I know it's going to be some people that love the special, gonna be some people that talk shit about it. I mean, either way, like if it's mixed reviews, as long as it's the majority, you work for those people. You know?
Right.
So,
I know they said, I've read before that at SNL it's really hard for black writers and black sketch comics to get their sketches picked up in particular.
But the thing about it is, I mean, SNL is pretty much geared towards a certain audience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a type and a brand of funny. And we on the show now, I think it's expanded. But just because that's just what the show does, the show evolves. So I feel like the show has evolved in the years where it's not as hard as it was to get certain things on, because we have people on the staff that can kind of massage those ideas and push them along. But yeah, man, it's hard because it's that audience. You know what I mean? It's not the BT.
It's them white people in the Midwest.
Yeah. It's not the World Star Hip Hop audience. Word up. I mean, like, you know, ain't no twerk. I mean, what is twerk? You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to explain it.
Do you think SNL is funny?
SNL is funny. I mean, I genuinely laugh at things. I mean, you're not going to say everything. Everything is not funny because everything is not funny. Like, you know, but I think the show does a good job, and it's actually, you know, it's kept up with pop culture to this point. Yeah, I feel like it's clever. What do y'all think? Do y'all like the show?
No.
What?
Okay. I don't. I like certain moments.
Yeah, I was going to say, the show has its moments.
Yeah,
of,
overall, that's like, okay, I very like that.
But
dry.
Some of it isn't geared toward me, so right. And I can tell that. And right. The stuff that is geared toward me, I'll see it on WorldStar.
Yeah.
funny is funny. It's not even about, like, of course, when you do the Kanye West skits, Kim Kardashian, everybody can relate to that because it's pop culture. But just overall, it's just like, it's very hit or miss. And a lot of times it misses.
With you. Yeah.
With me, personally.
Yeah.
You know?
But you,
I'm a though.
I mean, yeah.
But funny is funny, like you say.
It is. I just don't think, you know.
That's true. I mean, that's the thing, man. You get so many different points of view on the show, like, as far as people's taste in comedy. So, you know, you kind of get used to seeing things, and you kind of learn what they're talking about, and then you kind of like, oh, okay, that's funny. I see why that's funny.
It's hard to please everyone, though.
It's definitely hard to please everybody, man. I mean, y'all know that, God dang it. When I was up here last year, y'all played, not last year, but y'all played some shit from the MTV Awards. I remember that shit. I remember that interview. Y'all,
I don't remember.
Exactly.
I remember that.
What did you do at the MTV Awards?
That Kanye shit, and you tweeted your shit, and then, you say so much, Charlamagne.
Charlamagne forgets who he gives Donkey the Day to. Like, he forgets who he is. Now, what's the ultimate goal for you, Jay Farrow? I mean, obviously, it would be great for you to have your own TV show.
I mean, you're branching
off
now.
You have the special that's coming out this weekend on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
you're in the top five.
Definitely. Ride along. Mm-hmm. I mean, the goal is just to, I think Hollywood is definitely the goal, to do movies and things of that sort, which I'm doing. But it's, I mean, just to make people feel better about themselves, man. That's what I want to continue to do in any type of way possible. It's nothing better than going to a show and somebody making you forget about, you know, I mean, a death that happened in the family. I just lost my cousin 2 weeks ago.
Nah, man.
You know what I mean? He was on a motorcycle, and he was coming over the St. Petersburg Bridge, and you know, he tried to stop, and by that time it was too late. He had already hit. McCartney revived him, and then they lost him again.
Sorry to hear that.
And he was, yeah, well, thank you. He was 7'5", man. He was 7'5". And I'm thinking in my head.
You know, I don't know if you're playing or not.
No. This is real.
7'5"?
He was 7'5".
And wasn't in the NBA?
No. Like, he had hurt his, I think he injured his knee or something. Mm-hmm. Like, that
Which I'm sure
happens.
Happens when you're that tall.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking in my head, man, I'm like, yo, I ain't going to be able to see my cousin again, man. But the comedian was like, yo, how are we going to get him in a casket? Like, yo, he is 7'5". We're going to have to fold him up. And, like, I called my aunt, and my aunt said, yo, we burned him, but they couldn't fit the ashes in the urn, so they had to have a custom-made urn for him. You know what I'm saying? So he's 7'5". They had a custom-made urn from him, though. So, you know.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know. So I know about tragedy. So, you know, I just want to make people feel better, man.
You had a twin brother, too, that died at birth, right?
Yeah, he passed away. He didn't make it. I don't think the world was ready for two of us, though. It would have been some crazy shit, two of us. Also, they didn't put that in there on the site or on the Wikipedia, but...
Oh, I didn't even go. I was actually watching this earlier, watching you impersonate Nicki and Drake earlier.
Oh, you saw that shit?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
that didn't sound convincing.
What you didn't know, about me when I was born, I was premature, but I was light skinned. I had straight hair, gray eyes,
what?
No ass.
And now look at you.
Look at me now. You would never think that
was
light
skinned.
I was light skinned, dog.
With gray eyes?
I have no clue. I was light skinned.
Are you sure that was...
Huh? Yeah, with gray eyes.
Are you sure that was you?
I'm positive. Nah, I was not. No, I darkened. I mean, they darkened, but hell, yeah, that was
you trans beige. You had a light skinned man living inside you or something?
Yeah, I had a white man. I guess it was a white man. My ass was white for like at least 3 months, and then it just changed over. But, you know.
What was your opinion on Rachel Dolezal since we're talking about how you used to be white?
The girl, right? This is the girl. Mm-hmm.
The transracial.
I didn't know. I thought she was mixed.
Right.
I've messed with it. I used to mess with a mixed girl, so I thought she was mixed. I was like, this chick just has nice curly hair.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck it is. Do I think her family like trying to distance himself from her is cool? Like, no. But she fool. Like, if you can, it ain't. I mean, it ain't
Jay,
tricking.
Jay's like, I'd smash it. I mean, what I think of her.
You know what I mean? You know.
What do you think about Bill Cosby? Is that in your
Do you know Bill?
No.
Is that going to be in your stand-up?
No. I don't
not
touch.
To talk about him because he's NBC.
You don't
now.
Touch.
I don't touch Bill. I don't touch the Bill Cosby thing. I mean, and at that time, I mean, everybody knew about the stories and everything. Like, even before Hannibal said something, I knew about the stories. I heard about it.
I remember 30 Rock made a joke about it one time.
A lot of people made jokes about it.
I mean, it's something that's been out there for a long time, but I just...
Bill Cosby been raping, banging.
I feel like there's a lot of booty out here, and you shouldn't have to drug it.
Especially if you Bill Cosby.
Right.
Jesus Christ, he got all the fame, all the money. Like, who would want to get Bill Cosby some...
Exactly. I mean, yee, would
I
you?
I definitely wouldn't want to do that.
You wouldn't?
No.
What?
I mean, not now, but
Before, though, would you have?
No, I don't think so. I'm around a lot of famous people. That don't mean I want to get him some booty.
You
ain't been around no Bill Cosby.
Though. Yeah.
Actually, I have been around Bill Cosby.
That's a different
Thank
level
Thank you very much. I interviewed him.
Hey,
he had on Crocs.
What did he do?
Really?
Yee, what did he do to you?
He was in the studio, so I was fine. I felt safe and secure.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any issues with Bill Cosby.
He didn't touch you, Yee.
Not at all.
He didn't mess with your Aquafina, Yee. He didn't do nothing to you.
I was fine.
Okay, well, cool. That's what's up then. Damn, I thought I was going
to
get it.
But it does bother me that people try to say, well, what was that woman doing there with him in the first place? Just because you're there doesn't mean somebody has the right to drug you and, you know, whatever happens.
That is very true, but it makes it much easier.
It does make it easier.
It's speaking from experience.
Yeah. No, Charlamagne had a case.
I did. I had a case before.
What?
This was years ago, though.
What did you do?
2000.
Your sister left the room.
Well, it was criminal sexual conduct.
What are you doing raping people?
I didn't rape nobody, man. Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. Charlamagne, what did you... Okay, so what was it?
It was a party that I threw.
This already sounds crazy.
And she got drunk and high, and some of my dudes ran a train on her, and one of the dudes was saying his name was Charlamagne in the room, like, yo, telling her, be easy, it's Charlamagne. Whatever, whatever. So she said, I don't know if that's true or not. But long story short, I got arrested for rape 2 weeks later, so I had to give blood and hair samples.
Mm. You had a ghost. That's what you had.
No, it wasn't. No, she got smashed. Just wasn't,
it wasn't
by
you.
Me.
That's what I'm saying. You had a ghost. Somebody said your name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was her story. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's true or not, but she did get smashed, but it wasn't by me. You know, that's the bad thing about rape. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. So then they reduced the charges to contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Oh, and she was a minor?
I was 20, she was
16.
That's
why you're off for this whole Kylie Jenner thing, too.
What?
She was 20, I was 16.
Wait, she was 20 and you were 16?
I was 20, she was 16. Okay. Yeah.
So the Kylie Jenner thing, because you're talking about you, so you don't...
Well, my stance on the Kylie Jenner thing is...
Why are you interviewing
when
him?
When you talk about this... he can impersonate me. ask me the question.
As you?
Yes.
Okay, follow me. I gotta do this. So, the Kylie Jenner situation. As far as the Kylie Jenner situation goes, so what do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I feel like, you know, she's 17. 17 is legal in a lot of states. So is it a moral issue of Tyga being wrong or a legal issue of Tyga being wrong? Because if he was dating her in New York, he'd be fine. Seinfeld dated a 16-year-old when he was like 30-something.
Charlamagne, I really believe that. Honestly believe that you're sick. You shouldn't do that.
If a person
is 16 years old, they're definitely underage. It's like you and Russell, him and Russell Simmons is the same shit.
I'm going to tell you, the only difference between Charlamagne and Russell Simmons is that Russell Simmons can say words like strawberry and straight and street.
I'm from the country, baby.
You say strawberry.
Street, strong, oh, strawberry.
God. He can't say it.
That's Charlamagne. Charlamagne,
you sound like Russell Simmons.
I guess you sound like Russell Simmons.
I'm trying to do the best way I can. It's either Russell Simmons or J.B. Smooth.
No, J.B. Smooth. He does sound like J.B. Smooth.
No, J.B. Smooth be like, oh, come on, player. I'm putting a little, come on, player. Now, if we want to talk about you. Now, Charlamagne, I feel like it's a fun to do it like this, so I'm going to do it like this. Charlamagne, when it comes to underage booty, so have you had a heaping portion of underage booty?
Okay.
When I say heaping portion, I mean more than five people.
When you say underage, what age are we talking about?
Yeah, underage.
Kelly Spencer, now Kelly said, when you say
that's underage, how we knew this did it.
What do you mean underage?
He said, nah, when you say underage.
Backstage, underage.
I've never messed with an underage girl.
Okay.
That you know of.
No, I never messed with an underage
girl. I have, but I just got catfished by the mother.
I mean, I learned from those experiences early when you would see people get caught up with underage girls. Like, bro, check the ID, bro.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. Like,
so you check people's ID?
Yeah, you damn right.
I remember Charlamagne had this one girl.
Oh.
She had on pantyhose at the pool.
She had on stockings?
She was just 24 from the Bronx.
No, she definitely looked younger than that. She came to the pool wearing pantyhose.
She doesn't. She ain't never been to Miami.
Full face of makeup.
Why would you have? Why? But that's a sign right there. Why do you have on pantyhose and full face makeup by the pool?
She didn't know no better. She'd been in the Bronx Brooklyn all her life.
Oh my God.
Then she came out and said, I look better than all these girls here.
I mean, she did physically, just not with the wardrobe and all that other
Charlamagne, are you the type of nigga that judges? Are you the type of dude that judges, like, for instance, You'd be like, look, her face is 24. Listen, her body is 24, but her face is 60. Are you one of them?
Nah, like, I'm more of a pretty face guy.
This is how I knew that she wasn't old enough. She doesn't know how to use tampons. She only used pads.
Who said that?
Remember she didn't have her pads?
She didn't have nothing.
she said she left her
she
pads
didn't have anything.
In the room. She didn't use tampons.
I don't know if it
she
was
had
pads.
She never used tampons. You kept saying.
She just said she couldn't. She
needed to get
her
some pads
because her period was on.
Maxi pads.
Yeah.
Pantyhose.
I'm gonna show it to you. She's a grown ass woman. I'm gonna show it to you.
Pantyhose, man, in full makeup.
This was years ago, though.
By the pool. It seems like all this shit that happened to Charlamagne years ago. He would do this shit now.
That's years. That's not years.
My dude.
Let me show you something. I
want to see it.
I'm gonna show it to you. I'm gonna show it to you. Don't put it on camera now. I'm married now. He's back in my old. Olden days. Oh, I know.
She took a shower with her bra on and underwear.
I know.
I mean, I don't condone it.
Look, I know.
I don't condone it, but I understand. I don't condone it, but I understand. I get it. But
did you see the bottles that Drake sent Charlamagne? He sent him 6 bottles of Dom P.
Didn't he say that in the track? He was going to send
really
you some.
Sent it.
Oh my God. Are y'all friends now?
The card says, let's be friends.
Aubrey Graham.
Now, if you were Drake, what would you say to Charlamagne right now?
I mean, I feel. You know, I feel like, you know, Charlamagne is like, we've had beef over the years, but, you know, I feel like we could be friends now, man. Like, you know, as long as you're not Meek, like, I'm cool with you. Like, that's like the whole. It's like the whole. World, you know what I mean? Like, as long as you're not him, yeah, you know I mean, as long as you don't rap like this,
because you know that's what Meek Mill be rapping like. He screams when he shit, but
you rap,
I do spit.
So, in from your MC perspective, uh-huh. Who's gonna win this battle?
What you think, man? Listen,
what you think?
Listen, man, Drake is a better lyricist than Meek Mill is.
That is true.
Meek Mill is about presence and delivery on his tracks. That's what it is. It's not like lyricism. It's not lyrical. I mean, he's got good songs, but he's like, as far as lyrics with Drake.
See, the reason Drake lyrics is don't matter to me, though, is, I'm not going to say they don't matter, but
on,
in
man.
A battle, Hit 'Em Up wasn't the greatest lyrical record.
But it had, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But did Big ever respond? Big never responded to that shit, though.
Nah, he never did. Yeah, that's true.
And
too.
If he, and Big was a way better. Big was lyricist. A better lyricist than Pac was.
Yeah.
Pac was a storyteller, and he had aggression and presence and delivery. Mm-hmm. That's Meek Mill has presence, delivery, and aggression. So it's like when you're going against, but Drake has delivery and aggression too in some of his tracks. So it's like he's got everything.
And he can pronounce and enunciate. So when he says, is this your girl's tour or your is this a world tour or your girl's tour? You hear it so clear and
you're
and
like,
precise.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Drake is going to.
Oh, part of it is personal. We can't say because we haven't heard Meek say anything yet. So
I don't even know if it matters at this point.
But wait a minute. But Cass already killed Meek, though. Like, Cass killed him on a 10-minute diss. He was just rapping.
It was like, yo, Meek, man, you a cockroach, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a cockroach, man. Nobody talks to cockroaches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so when you, and Cass is lyrical.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I think it's going to be the same damn situation.
Or Meek could rise to the occasion and record something ether-like. Mm-hmm. It's a long shot, maybe. I'm keeping hope alive for the boy, man.
You keeping hope alive for the boy, but your best friend just sent you Don Perignon. Yeah.
He's not my best friend, but
Meek wouldn't even give you $100.
That is true. He would not even give me $100. But I think the exact quote is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess me and Drake have some mutual enemies. So
I remember.
So let's be friends.
I remember the damn, slander and all that shit. That y'all used to have, man. I was like, why the
he, not y'all.
But you always used to talk
always
about.
Mine came from a musical standpoint, though.
No, man. You pulled up a
that
picture.
Did not
and
don't lie.
You put up a picture of the dude.
When you called him a princess boy, was that from a musical standpoint?
He called me a nerd.
That's not okay. Okay. What's wrong with being a nerd?
All right, I had to show him. I had to show who. What's more nerdier than this?
Isn't your name LeNerd?
You look like Jay Farrow back in the day trying to take penis pics with your shirt on. Okay, and that might have motivated him. He's in shape now.
Yeah,
you know. But other than that, it all came from a musical.
No, you
call
him a thumb with eyebrows.
That's not musical.
That's not musical.
I mean,
that's not from a musical standpoint.
Hey, like a thumb with eyebrows. Like, okay.
Charlamagne, listen, Charlamagne, man. I've noticed some changes with you, Charlamagne.
Oh,
talk to me, my brother.
It's getting to
Charlamagne, your face. Yeah. First of all, you a lot light. Because remember,
you look like Jay Farrell when he was a baby.
I just was real dark. I had discoloration, so I had dark patches right here.
I remember because I was like, yo, I literally asked you, I was like literally concerned. I said, yo, do you have diabetes, my like, are you good?
You have jaundice. You have jaundice?
Like, what's wrong with you?
It was discoloration.
And it was just discoloration.
Discoloration in my lifestyle was really bad. Like, I was eating bad. I was drinking all the time.
But now look at you. God dang it, hey, you man. Pulled a Sammy Sosa.
You damn yeah. right. I started going to see a dermatologist. Started eating right, lost 20 pounds.
They love got Sosa.
Hey, I did the same shit, but
he's still the same color.
Lined up your eyebrows.
No, these always been the same. I don't know where that came from.
You got RuPaul eyebrows. Them shits are perfect.
They've been the same for years.
They just really stand out now, I guess, now that you fill them in with brow liner.
There ain't no brow liner. Look, you can lick them. It's all natural.
Did you ask him to lick your eyebrows?
No.
All there's right. a lot of pause moments
well,
happening
Jay
right Fowl now.
Well, Jay Farrell is going to be on Showtime. His special, Can I Be Me, is going to be airing August 1st at 10 p.m.
Yes,
so
baby.
We'll be making sure we're tuning into that. I have fun hanging out
with
you.
Oh, that's this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's Saturday.
Oh, all right. Okay. That's a nice little Saturday date. 10 o'clock. Oh, and I got to watch Power first, though.
I had fun with you.
I record you and then come back. And
I appreciate
you. Two big
you.
Booty boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And when the new season of SNL start?
It starts in the fall, man. So it's, you know. We about to go back in a little bit. So, yeah, I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun.
How my boy Pete Davidson doing, man?
Pete's cool, man. I know you got a lot, because you and him used to work with each other, right?
Yeah, we used to do a guy code together.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
my dude,
yeah.
Though. That's my little bro right
nah,
there.
Nah, yeah, Pete is a cool dude, man. And, you know, I mean, that's one of the people on the show that, you know, I hang with because we're so close in age. So, you know, like, that's my peer. So. And he's a good dude, man. And he's doing great. So, you know.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say.
Jay Farrell. Stand-up special when Saturday?
Saturday, yep. August 1st. Can I Be Me is the name. Make sure you check that out.
No, you can't be me. You need to be everybody else. Impersonate people. Let's see.
But that's I do. I do, and I'm myself. That's got the thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Ah.
Yeah. Ah. It's Jay Farrell with The Breakfast Club.